Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about dyslexia awareness. It is Dyslexia Awareness Week or Month, depending what you look at online. And I just thought I'd share a little bit about my journey with this, how I spread awareness, and just some ideas, because I know a lot of us want to help others. It's not just all about us. It's nice to kind of put the mask on first when we're learning about dyslexia, but it's also great to help others. So I want to talk a little bit about that today and share some thoughts that could support you in that journey. So let's dive into it. Okay, so some of you may be thinking, hey, it's Dyslexia Awareness Week. Others might be thinking, it's Dyslexia Awareness Month. If you Google it, both are true. And I have to laugh sometimes at this because I find it so, so dyslexic to have a week and a month in the same time, not being completely sure which came first or why it's a week and then a month, and just really messy. And I just like, but with the right intention behind it. So that made me really smile. So for this whole month, I'm going to be trying to do some really good content for you guys. Not that I don't always try. I've got an interview that's going to be coming out on Thursday with one of my old guests who's coming back to share some more learnings of her journey, which is going to be quite exciting. And I'm going to be trying to do some other cool stuff coming up. So stay tuned. But I want to do something a little bit special for this podcast. So let's get into it. Now, when I was thinking about what I wanted to do today for this podcast is I was trying to think, I could try and teach you some tips by helping others realize they have dyslexia. But I've done a heap of podcasts on that. I was thinking about how do you bring more dyslexia awareness to your workplace? But again, there's heaps of stuff out there on that. What I kind of want to do is kind of dig a bit deeper to talk to those people on the podcast that have dyslexia but don't really speak about it much. And they kind of hide that part of themselves because they're scared what other people will think. They're self-conscious. You know, they think there'll be a lot of bias against them in the future, which potentially there could be. But I want to speak to those people because, you know, what I kind of see with dyslexia, especially when someone knows about it or they know a lot more about it, is the more and more they bottle it deep, deep down inside, the more pain it causes. And there's a lot of pain that can come from that. You know, I think, you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a little while, I speak a lot about how dyslexia is more than reading, writing, and spelling. That could be the first thing people pick up on to go, hey, you're likely a dyslexic thinker. But it's not the last thing that matters when it comes to dyslexia. You know, I've got friends that, you know, have dyslexia. Some of them have ADHD as well. And I watch them and I see what happens below the surface. I see how amazing these people are as humans and what they're able to accomplish. But I also see the other side of the coin. And I've spoken about this a lot around the bell curve. You know, you're either one side of the bell curve or the other side. We don't usually sit in the middle. And because of that, there are really big pros to dyslexic thinking, but there are also really big negatives, you know, sitting on the other side. You know, and when we're talking about the spectrums that kind of sit around this, it can be really painful. You know, it can be time consuming. It can be days where you just don't want to do any work. You just need to sit down. Your brain just doesn't feel like it's ready to function. And then there are other days where you feel like you've gotten a whole week's worth of work done in about an hour and a half. And like, you're like, awesome. It's exciting. I'm done it. I wish I could do this every day, but you can't. So there's all these things around dyslexia, you know, the thought process where you come up with the next big idea that just seems so simple in the moment and you drop everything to chase after it for a week and a half and then you lose all motivation and don't do anything to do with it, right? All these things. And there's a big crossover here with dyslexia and ADHD as well, but there's so much stuff that we deal with on a daily basis. And one of the key things is to become accepting of yourself and accepting of others. It is so vitally important to realize this happens. And what I've seen with dyslexics as well is they usually struggle with some of these problems. And then they're really, if I'm honest, sometimes very mean to others who do exactly the same thing because they can see it as a reflection of themselves. Does that make sense? Where you find like you see a reflection of what you're doing and you get kind of grumpy with it because you know you do it as well and it frustrates you. So you let that frustration out on others. And it's kind of like, you know, hypocritical is the word for it. But like we can be very hypocritical in those facts when we can see our own pain reflected by others. And I see this a lot. You know, the funniest thing, the bit I love the most is my dyslexic friends are the most picky about spelling mistakes or 1% errors. They're the ones that are perfectionists when it comes to other people's work, even though they make the exact same mistakes themselves. And like, this is what I want to kind of get across in Dyslexia Awareness Week/Month, is that, you know, we are all in this together. We're all struggling. We're all finding out new stuff about ourselves. And if you were going to make anyone aware of dyslexia, it's usually yourself. How can you dig deeper in this month to have a deeper understanding of you and how you work and treat others? Because like, if I'm honest, that's the most important piece of this whole thing. It's self-awareness. Self-awareness, if I help grow you as a person, as a dyslexic or a, you know, I was going to say a dyslexic supporter to all the partners out there, the mothers, the parents who may or may not have it, but kind of have someone in their life that really has it and it matters to them. You know, if you can become more aware and you can have a deeper understanding of how it affects you, well, you're only going to be a better supporter, right? You're only going to make people more aware, not just for a month, but forever. So if you're going to do anything to support this month is to listen to podcasts. And I don't mean just mine, but you can listen to others. You know, it's not like I control your world, right? You know, you can listen to anyone you dream of. But the key thing is to continue to grow your understanding of the subject and then to share it with others. It makes a massive impact if you can do that. It's really, really game changing. Because the more you understand, if you can teach 10 other people, some of them are going to teach other people, and that's how it all spreads. It's, you know, I've been doing this podcast for a few years now, and I absolutely love it. I love seeing 1,000 people listen to the podcast. It's amazing because I know it's spreading a message that needs to be spoken about. And so if my one wish for everyone listening to this, and this will be a short podcast today, you know, is to really dig deep in yourself and to ask yourself, what do I need to know about dyslexia? What have I been hiding from? Have I been, you know, a bit mean to someone else with dyslexia? Could I be a little bit kinder? Do I get frustrated at people who reflect who I am? You know, and how can I share a little bit of this knowledge and understanding with others? Maybe it's sharing the podcast. Maybe it's sharing a tip you've learned about yourself from the podcast. Maybe it's something completely different. Maybe you have some power in your organization where you can potentially affect something. One of the guys who listens to the podcast, first name's Martin, I can never remember his last name. You know, when he first started listening, he reached out to me on LinkedIn. And, you know, I saw, I want to say about 3 weeks, maybe a month ago, he won a neurodiversity inclusion award in a certain society. So he was actually recognized for how much work he's done to promote neurodiversity and help people understand. It's pretty amazing, right? You know, all these little things make a massive impact in the grand scheme of it, even if it seems small at the time. Just keep going, keep learning, and keep understanding yourself that little bit better. And I hope you enjoy the podcasts that I'm going to be putting out over this month, and I hope everyone decides to share one and get the message out. Have an epic rest of your day, and look forward to the rest of the month.